You and I back together again, chatting it up as we always do, Thursday, January 23rd, 2025 on Connecticut Today. I wondered at the outset of the program if the Biden White House was as aggressive as the Trump White House presently is regarding the quick removal of criminal aliens. Why or why not?
You know, sometimes the most profound questions are the easiest ones to ask. And for some reason, the easy and most profound questions, the questions that will yield the most truth, a lot of times nobody asks them, or they're afraid to ask them because, frankly, they don't want to hear the answer because they may have a little inkling of what the answer is, but they don't want to hear it. You know, they want to put their hands over their ears, la, 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 don't hear you, la, la, la. What am I talking about here? And by the way, hi, good to have you with us on WICC. What am I talking about? What am I talking about when it comes to the easy answers, the basic questions here that everybody of every political and belief ilk and religion and creed and color and belief system should be asking yourself? Doesn't mean you have to like the answers, but the answers are out there. And I point to a story exactly like this one. When people, you know, here at the station and friends I know and family say, oh, my God, I can't believe Trump won. Okay. And everybody is tied in with this running battle he has with this Episcopal bishop who scolded him and the Capitol. Who cares? Who cares? And it's chafe. Chach. Who cares? Oh, did Elon Musk make a Nazi salute? Who cares? Here's the stuff you should care about. And this is what I mean by a basic question. Why didn't the other group of folks that left the White House do this? Why is this news now when it should have been news, or maybe not news, a year or two ago? What am I talking about here? In the first days of the Trump White House, ICE has made more than 460 arrests nationwide of illegal immigrants, including those with criminal histories, including sexual assault, domestic violence, drugs, and weapons crimes. Now, this is only in the first 33 hours of the Trump White House. So these guys, boy, Tom Homan was right. This border guy who looks like he doesn't F around. So they were in the starting blocks and they said go. Now, are some of these, is every one of these arrests credible? Who knows? Probably not. But again, this is what I mean by the simple questions. You see these numbers, and you should say to yourself, if you're a thinking, breathing individual of any political ilk, you should at least, even if you despise everything about Donald Trump, you should at least ask yourself, well, geez, they arrested that many people in the first day and a half? Really? Like, all these people were out there? And you wonder how many of these ilk are out in Connecticut. That's the whole thing. Now, when ICE finally gets here, and thankfully they will, who are they going to find? What are they going to find in Bridgeport? What are they going to find in Stamford, Norwalk? What are they going to find in Danbury? What are they going to find in New Haven? What are they going to find in Waterbury? What are they going to find in Meriden? What are they going to find in Hartford? Information obtained by Fox News shows that between midnight on January 21st and 9 a.m. January 22nd, 33 hours, ICE Enforcement and Removal, ERO, arrested more than 460 illegals that include criminal histories of sexual assault, robbery, burglary, aggravated assault, drugs and weapons offenses, resisting arrest, and domestic violence. Why didn't the Biden bunch do this? That's the basic question. See, this is what I'm driving at here. Why? You know, because I heard people say, "Well, you know, Trump's—they're not going to find all these people. This is just no." 460 nationwide in a day and a half. Sexual assault charges, robbery, burglary, drugs, weapons, aggravated assault, resisting arrest, and domestic violence. Agents arrested nationals from countries including Afghanistan, Angola, Bolivia, Brazil, Colombia, the Dominican Republic, Ecuador, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, Nicaragua, Senegal, and Venezuela. Why? This sure sounded easy. What was wrong with the Biden bunch? What were Joe and Cammy doing? Arrests took place across the U.S., including Illinois, Utah, California, Minnesota, New York, Florida, and Maryland. Meantime, ICE issued another 420 detainers to be notified when a national is released from custody. So in other words, ICE does not want to happen what happened here in Connecticut with that Jamaican national who the state wouldn't hold on to. And ICE is issuing another 400 and change of these, saying, hey, when these people are let out of jail, we want to remove them. ICE wants to be notified when a national is released from custody. The nationals were arrested for crimes including homicide, that's murder for you folks, sexual assault, kidnapping, battery, and robbery. Here's my question to you. Why didn't the Biden bunch do this? Well, Paul, they did. Did they? I guess they did to some extent. But why are we suddenly reading about this wave of arrests here? You tell me. Was the Biden White House too afraid to do this? Or is this now, is this, as somebody said to me earlier today, well, they're going into all the sanctuary city locations and they're picking up the alleged criminals, the dirtbags that were being harbored here. In just the first day and a half, ICE arresting more than 460 illegals, sexual assault, robbery, burglary, aggravated assault, drugs, weapons, resisting arrest, and domestic violence. And wait till you hear, I've got that for you coming up momentarily, wait till you hear the rap sheets on some of these dirtbags. See, this is why Trump won. I hate to tell you, it's got nothing to do with him butting heads with an Episcopal bishop. It's got nothing to do with any sort of, you know, phony Nazi salute from Elon Musk. That's got nothing to do with it. It's got nothing to do with a MAGA hat, nothing to do with Trump sneakers. You know what? Excuse my French here, but a lot of people in America appreciate a set of balls. They do. They may not like the guy, but they appreciate that. But my question to you is, why didn't the Biden people do this, or do it, or at least talk about it more? So 2 or 3 days into the Trump White House, I know you hate Trump, whatever, that's not the issue. The issue is here, I'm asking a simple question. All these arrests that are being documented by multiple media outlets and the Trump White House, assuming these are true, and I don't think ICE would lie here, why didn't the Biden people do this? Or if they did do it, why didn't they say, hey, we're coming to get you? And still, this is happening in cities as we speak, and you still have Democratic left-leaning mayors and first electmen in cities and towns who saying they're not going to work with ICE. Before we go to the phones, how about this? Bill Malugin, Fox News, who is a great reporter on the border and on immigration. We saw 8 arrests the other day, including multiple MS-13 Interpol red notices, murder and rape suspects, a violent Haitian gang member with 18 convictions in recent years who told our cameras he, quote, ain't going back to Haiti, unquote, and F Trump, Biden forever. Haitian gang member. And ICE went in and picked him up, and they're going to toss his ass out of here. We also saw a collateral arrest where ICE arrested an illegal alien who wasn't in their target area, but was with an MS-13 gang member who had been released by a sanctuary jurisdiction this week with an ICE detainer not honored. You understand? This is a gang member. And a blue state, blue sanctuary city is not helping the feds remove these security risks and criminal risks. These arrests are something that Border Czar Tom Homan has warned would happen in sanctuary jurisdictions. Good. They can't get to Bridgeport, New Haven, and Hartford fast enough. And I'm not talking about, you know, migrants who are trying to work. They're keeping their nose clean and their head low. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about obvious criminals that have been identified by the feds. But for some reason, the Biden people didn't want to get out of here, move. I don't know. You tell me why. That's my opening question here. 203-333-9422. And you still have Democrats in these blue cities saying, we're not going to help the feds. Letitia James in New York basically saying, we don't care who's on the streets. If it's helping Trump, we ain't going to do it. And you wonder why he won. I mean, I've been discussing that, you know, with people here and on social media. You don't get it, do you? Well, he's a creep. Yeah, but people will gravitate to creeps who keep them safe. They will.